know who did this to me, don't you, son? Ever since that day, I've used all my time and money and contacts to make that! To kill a hawk, you have to be a hawk. It even has an airwolf tracker, so you'll know when he comes out of hiding. Now go get him, son! Make him pay! Make him feel pain like I do! Oh, shit!
Good evening, guys. Now, this Peroni I'm drinking is a little bit stronger than my other beer. This is 5.1%. And I tell ya, I can feel the difference. Well, I got a news item for you tonight, guys, and I'll put the link down below. Now, all us real men, or men who are a little bit older, know that femons use their children as pawns and levers. They use them in divorce courts. They use them in marriage. They use them in relationships. They use them in restaurants. And most of us older guys have seen it time and time again. Of course, if they really care and love their children, they wouldn't use them as pawns and levers. But they do, don't they? But this here's a story about a femon and her 5-year-old child who was also a femon. And I believe this was in the United States. Anyway, she got onto a kind of a crowded bus. And the mother was about 32 years old, and I think the little child was 5 years. But she saw a man about 40 years old in a wheelchair. And she asked the man in the wheelchair if he could move his wheelchair so she could sit down with her daughter. Now this 32-year-old femon is quite healthy, I believe, and so is a 5-year-old little girl. But they asked the disabled man to move. Now that is the entitlement they think they have. But good on this gentleman because he refused to move. And they both had to stand all the way. And she said it was very uncomfortable. Oh, what a shame. So what do you think about that, guys? A healthy 32-year-old femon and a 5-year-old femon wanting a disabled man to move for them. You can't write this stuff, can you? But let me know what you think. Now, I do remember being on the bus myself, but I'm not a young man either. And this femon got on with her pram, and she kind of said to me, "You have to move. I have a pram and a baby." It's just the way she kind of said it, as if she was some form of princess talking to her peasant. I said to her, "I'll move in a minute when I get my stuff together, and I wish you wouldn't talk to people in that manner. When I don't really have to move, it's just out of courtesy that I'm moving." And I was expecting loads of people on the bus to say something, but they didn't, because I was ready for them. I mean, let's face it, femons in general think they're entitled and privileged beings already. Then if they have 1, 2, or 3 children in tow, they must believe they're absolute goddesses. Do you know, one of these times are going to come on here and talk about femons, and a good thing, but I just don't know when. Now I'm going to get into my Peroni bottle and get a drink.
Could you hear me inside the bottle? We're going to have a little drink, and I might even have a little swim in here too. Take it easy, fellas.
Let's do it.
Target acquired. Inputting coordinates.
What the? Lasers are completely dead. Rockets activated, but won't automatically deploy.
Can you deploy the ADF pod manually?
I will try it. Rocket pad activated.
Do we still have turbos?
Yes.
Hang on! I don't know who or what that was. We better get back to the layers for repairs. We're sitting ducks out here like this.
Good idea.
This ain't over yet.